Week 13, Friday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Come, let us adore the Lord, for he is our God. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. In ancient times God spoke to man through prophets and in varied ways, but now he speaks through Christ his Son, his radiance through eternal days. To God the Father of the world, his Son through whom he made all things, and Holy Spirit, bond of love, all glad creation glory sings. O Lord, arise to help me. Psalm 34. O Lord, plead my cause against my foes, fight those who fight me, take up your buckler and shield, arise to help me. O Lord, you say to my soul, I am your salvation. But my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, and rejoice in his salvation. My whole being will say, Lord, who is like you, who rescued the weak from the strong, and the poor from the oppressor? Lying witnesses arise and accuse me unjustly. They repay me evil for good. My soul is forlorn. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, arise to help me. Lord, plead my cause, defend me with your strength. Psalm 34 continued. When they were sick, I went into mourning, afflicted with fasting. My prayer was ever on my lips, as for a brother, a friend. I went as though mourning a mother, bowed down with grief. Now that I am in trouble, they gather and mock me. They take me by surprise and strike me, and tear me to pieces. They provoke me with mockery on mockery, and gnash their teeth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, plead my cause, defend me with your strength. My tongue shall speak of your justice all day long. Psalm 34 continued. O Lord, how long will you look on? Come to my rescue. Save my life from these raging beasts, my soul from these lions. I will thank you in the great assembly, amid the throng I will praise you. Do not let my lying foes rejoice over me. Do not let those who hate me unjustly wink eyes at each other. O Lord, you have seen, do not be silent. Do not stand far off. Awake, stir to my defense, to my cause, O God. Let there be joy for those who love my cause. Let them say without end, great is the Lord who delights in the peace of his servant. Then my tongue shall speak of your justice, all day long of your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My tongue shall speak of your justice all day long. My son, keep my words, keep my commandments, and live. A reading from the second book of Samuel, chapter 2. Now when the king dwelt in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies round about, the king said to Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells in a tent. And Nathan said to the king, Go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you. But that same night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, Go and tell my servant David, Thus says the Lord, Would you build me a house to dwell in? I have not dwelt in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent for my dwelling. In all places where I have moved with the people of Israel, did I speak a word with any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from the following of the sheep, that you should be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in their own place, and be disturbed no more. And violent men shall afflict them no more, as formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come forth from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom for ever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. When he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, with the stripes of the sons of men. But I will not take my steadfast love from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I took away from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. In accordance with all these words and in accordance with all this vision, Nathan spoke to David. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord and said, Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that you have brought me thus far? And yet this was a small thing in your eyes, O Lord God. You have spoken also of your servant's house for a great while to come, and have shown me future generations, O Lord God. And what more can David say to you? For you know your servant, O Lord God. Because of your promises and according to your own heart, you have wrought all this greatness to make your servant know it. Therefore you are great, O Lord God, for there is none like you, and there is no God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. What other nation on earth is like your people Israel, whom God went to redeem to be his people, making himself a name, and doing for them great and terrible things, by driving out before his people a nation and its gods? And you established for yourself your people Israel to be your people for ever, and you, O Lord, you became their God. And now, O Lord God, confirm for ever the word which you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, and do as you have spoken. Responsory from Luke chapter 1. The angel Gabriel said to Mary, You shall conceive and bear a son. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will be king over Israel forever. The Lord swore to David an oath which he will not break. A prince of your own line will sit upon your throne, and he will be king over Israel forever. A reading from the book of St. Augustine, The Predestination of the Saints, chapter 15. The most glorious, the most luminous example of predestination and grace is the Saviour himself, the mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. What merits of good deeds or of faith did his human nature have beforehand to bring this about? Let us have an answer to this question. How did that man earn the privilege of being assumed into unity of person by the Word co-eternal with the Father, and of being the only begotten Son of God? Was it because of some good quality which he already possessed? Was there any previous act, any faith, any petition of his, capable of bringing him to this unique dignity? Was it not the Word who brought this about? Was it not by being assumed by the Word that this man, from the time he began to be the only Son of God? And so Jesus was predestined, so that he who was to be the Son of David according to the flesh should nevertheless be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness, for he was born of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary. Thus, in a unique and inexpressible way, a man was assumed by God the Word, and so could truly and properly be called at once Son of God and Son of Man. Son of Man because of the man assumed, Son of God because of the only begotten God who assumed. Otherwise we should believe not in the Trinity, but in a quaternity. So great, so lofty, so sublime is this exaltation to which human nature was predestined, that it could be raised to no greater heights. So too, the very Godhead could empty itself in no greater humility for us than by taking on man's nature with its human weakness, even to the point of death on the cross. As he, the one, was predestined to be our head, so we, the many, were predestined to be his members. Let man's merits be silent here. They died in Adam. Let God's grace reign, the grace which reigns through Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, the one Lord. If any man can find in our head the merits which preceded his unique birth, he may look in us, the members, for the merits which precede our multiplied rebirth. Responsory from Galatians 4. Behold, the appointed time is here. God has sent his own Son into the world, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law. For the great love he bore us, God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, to redeem those under the law. Let us pray. Lord God, since by the adoption of grace you have made us children of the light, do not let false doctrine darken our minds, but grant that your light may shine within us, and we may always live in the brightness of truth. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.